Good morning and greetings. This is Innovation Up Close, coming to you on Carib Voice Radio Network. And I'm your host, Leroy Tyler. This is a program that deals with information being given to the public about various developments in inventions or better ways for doing things that can help society at large. And it is my pleasure to be able to bring to somebody to this radio program once again. This is a friend of mine. We grew up together since we were children in Erie, Pennsylvania. He was here before, but now there's a lot of things that have happened since he first came on this program, and this is going to have a major impact on helping people to do a better job of being able to function in the painting industry. And it's going to help a lot of people who could be using the help that he's going to help provide with his company's profits to society in terms of people who have served in the armed forces, and also things that people need wherever they are in the world, that are things that can help with them with dealing with the issues of homelessness and being able to feed people and clothing people, education, and medical help. These are the things this gentleman is going to be dealing with. His name is Mr. Daniel George from Erie, Pennsylvania. Daniel, it's so nice to see you again and that you're here to talk about where you are going, but we also want to update people who weren't here the first time. What is your program? What is your product that you've gotten? And you've gotten a patent on it, an international patent. So we want you to explain what is your product.
Oh, glad to be back, Leroy.
Pleasure having you.
Yeah, it's been a while since we talked, a few months since we had this conversation again.
Yes.
But a few things we have been putting in place as far as my invention.
Okay.
My invention is the paintbrush caddy. Mm-hmm. And the paintbrush caddy is used for painters, homeowners, do-it-yourselfers, anybody that does painting. Mm-hmm. And what we have experienced that no other stores have this product so mm-hmm. far. So what we're trying to do, we're trying to get it out in all the stores, like the Home Depots, the Lowe's, the Sherman Williams, Ace Hardware, Pittsburgh Paint, and all of the above.
Is there anything like it that's been manufactured?
No, sir. There's nothing been like that so far that we've done our research. And I went as far as even getting a government patent.
Okay.
So therefore, that once it hits the market, we're able to be able to have enough funds to even help support other things outside of just the paintbrush caddy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now my question is, I'm asking you the question so you can update the audience. Mm-hmm. How did you come up with this development for you to think of this product?
Well, I was I love to do construction work. I started off in construction, but painting and tile work and things of that nature is my passion.
Okay.
So I end up receiving a lot of painting jobs or contracts.
Mm-hmm.
And so this one particular time, I was two stories up on a ladder.
Okay.
Trying to paint, trying to hold the paintbrush,
mm-hmm.
trying to hold a can,
okay.
and standing on a ladder two stories up.
Wow.
And so what do I do? What do I do? I'm holding the ladder, holding the paintbrush, holding the can. And I said, there's got to be a better way.
Yes.
I remember about a couple years ago, I said, there's got to be a better way. And then I thought about it. About 3 o'clock in the morning, I got up and just started drawing.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, this is it right here. And after my drawings, I said, well, I'm going to need a patent for it. You know, then I did my research.
Okay.
Then there was nothing out there like that. And I said, I got it.
Okay.
I said, I got it. So at that point, I did my research and then I end up getting a blueprint for it and end up sending it off. And they sent me back a copy and they said, oh, Mr. George, it's okay. It's everything is good. You can get a patent on this because there's nothing out there like that so far. So about a year or so after that, the government sent me a patent.
Wow.
Sent me a patent. And I end up getting some test products from China.
Okay.
You know, I sent it over to China and I got some samples back here. And after I got my samples, I said, well, let's see how it's going to work out in the community, out in the stores, the Home Depots, the Lowe's.
Okay.
So I took my product, the Paintbrush Caddy, to every store from here, from Atlanta, Georgia, all the way to Erie, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
We stopped at Home Depots. We stopped at the Lowe's. We stopped at the Pittsburgh Paint. We stopped at the Ace Hardware. And all the companies said, where did you get that from? I told them, this is my invention, and I have a patent. They said, well, we're going to want this in our stores.
Mm.
And so I'm trying to think, well, how can I get abundance of these paintbrush caddies, you know, and without the proper funds, you can't do a lot of work with, you know, with getting a lot of product here in the United States. So at that point, I said, well, I'm just going to shoot for it to try and get all as many as I can. So I end up saving some money. And I end up getting the first 500 from China.
Wow.
Yes. And after the first 500, I went to maybe in Atlanta alone, I think I did presentations at 24 different Home Depots and Lowe's and Pittsburgh Paints and Sherwin-Williams. And all of them said, hey, we would love to have these in our stores because we don't have it. Hmm. And one particular Home Depot that I stopped in, I was doing a presentation in the painting department.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, I think I had brought maybe 5 or 10 of them with me.
Okay.
And I was doing a presentation, and there were a lot of people around at that time. One gentleman, he was a maintenance supervisor for a 3 apartment complex.
Mm.
He said he has a team of like 7 guys, and each guy, he said, I want 25 of them.
Wow.
And at that point, I said, I'm only doing a presentation. He said, well, can you come back tomorrow? I'll pick the rest of them up. So wow. At that point, yeah, we touched bases, and he ended up coming in. We met, and I ended up selling him the paintbrush caddies at that time.
My goodness. Okay. So this is going to... It's going to make it easier for anybody in your industry to do their job. What are all the ways it's going to make it easier?
Oh, well, what happens is every time a contractor or a painter or individual, what do you do when you open up a can of paint? You never have a place to lay your brush while you're painting.
Yes.
Or when you're going from point A to point B, or you're painting your crown molding or your base molding, you never had a place to lay your brush.
Mm-hmm.
So the paintbrush caddy, not only it'll snap on the 1 gallon can,
mm-hmm.
it'll snap on the metal paint tray.
Mm-hmm.
When you are painting and using a roller at the same time, most of the time, a painter would put the paintbrush right on the side of the paint, in the paint tray where the roller is.
Yes.
And it ends up sliding down into the paint.
Wow. Yes.
This way, you can just take the paintbrush caddy, snap it right on the side of the paint tray, whether it's the plastic paint tray, whether it's the metal paint tray, whether it's the 5 gallon bucket, whether it's on your ladder. And when you miss those spots way at the top, where you're doing crown molding or touching in, it clips on your waist.
Okay.
You put you a little paint inside your caddy, and that way you're safe on the ladder. You don't have to drag the paint can to put it on top of the ladder, keep dipping it in the paint can to touch up the paint on the ceiling. So it snaps on right on the side of your hip, just dip it in and you're painting.
Wow. So you're saving people in terms of, one of the first things is safety.
Safety?
Because you don't have to worry about how I'm going to balance
myself on the ladder.
And hold these other objects.
Right, okay. Right.
That makes it a whole lot easier.
And drip-free.
Drip-free, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, because normally, if you're up on a ladder and you have to move from one point A to point B, you'll put your brush across the top of the paint can.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes it drips.
Well, people don't realize that when you have an idea and you have a concept for a patent, It's not necessarily where it's always an open door for you. Mm-hmm. And where they're welcoming and say, come on, sounds like a good idea. Come on and bring in your idea. And let's go ahead and get you fixed up so we can get you that patent. Mm-hmm. It doesn't always work
no,
like that.
No, it's not that easy.
Yes.
It's not that easy. It's very time consuming when it comes to a patent.
Yes.
It took me almost a year and 3 months before the patent was mm-hmm. even released.
My goodness.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, it takes time.
I had an aunt, she passed on, but she developed a very unique version for a self-watering flowering plant mm-hmm. pot. And she was told at first, you're not going to be able to get a patent for that. Mm-hmm. And she persevered and got it.
Mm.
So I know exactly what you're dealing with, what you were dealing with. You yes. did have some opposition at times.
Oh, yes. Well, first thing is finance.
Yes.
You got to have enough budget to finance it.
Yes.
You know? So, you're going to run into a lot of oppositions when it comes to getting a patent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's lucky that I had a real good attorney and he stayed on top of it, a patent attorney. He really stayed on top of it.
Okay.
And he kept me informed. He said, well, every few months he would call me and say, well, still haven't found anything else like it so far.
Okay.
And he said, okay, it's still going forward, still going forward. And then he called me months later,
mm-hmm.
and he says, Mr. George, we're going to issue a government patent for your
wow.
paintbrush caddy. Yeah. You talk happy?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Oh, yes. I was so happy. And then, you know, of course, we had a little celebration because it's not too often that you know people, you know, who has a patent.
Yes.
Especially somebody that you know, like your family member or either other friends. How many other friends do you know have government patents?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Not common.
Not common. It's very not common.
So you went through a lot to get to it. There's some mm-hmm. people, I guess they didn't want to see you do it because they didn't want you to have it in
yes,
the first place.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you're going to have your naysayers, sayers, whatever. Yeah.
So, but you persevered and you mm-hmm. got it done.
Mm-hmm.
Now that is here, which way, what are you going to look to accomplish with your product? And also to give people an idea of what is the value of this product. This is reason why people should take the time and have an inquisitive mind like yours is, because that's how you came up with this.
Mm-hmm.
And you are thinking mm-hmm. outside the box.
Mm-hmm.
What is the estimated value of what this product is going to be to your company by the time you get it out there on the market?
Okay, if you're looking at an overall view of what the product could possibly, as far as financially,
mm-hmm.
When you're looking at all the stores, all the Home Depots, all the Lowe's, Home Depot alone,
mm-hmm.
the patent that we, I'm sorry, the mold that we have produces 500,000.
Okay.
If every Home Depot, there are 2,337 Home Depots. If each Home Depot purchased 250 products per quarter, which mm-hmm. is, that's nothing,
yes.
250 pieces, and they sell them at $9.99, the total sales for that per year for the 2,337 Home Depots, the yearly sales will be $23,346,630.
Wow.
That's just the Home Depot for one mold.
Okay.
Now, think about this. The one mold can't cover all the Home Depots.
Gotcha.
I have to purchase another mold, which will produce another 500,000. That's just to cover the Home Depot alone.
Wow.
Now, what about the Lowe's?
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to double that. And then what about the Sherwin Williams? There's 4,029 Sherwin Williams.
Okay.
And there's 1,758 Lowe's. Each one of those companies, Lowe's will probably pick up about 150 pieces per quarter, which would end up for that year. It would be $10,537,000.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
The profits.
Profits.
Yes.
Okay.
And but you got to look at the Sherwin Williams. Sherwin Williams got 4,029 stores.
Wow.
And even if they purchase 100 pieces per quarter, you're looking at 16,999,000.
Okay.
And then you've got Ace Hardware, which is 4,733 stores. You got to triple that.
Wow. Okay.
And then you got Pittsburgh Paint, 9,218 stores with 100 pieces per quarter. Mm-hmm. And then we even put through in Walmart.
Okay.
Just so Walmart's got a painting department.
Yes.
Yes, you got to throw in there. And you're looking at 3,800 Walmarts.
Wow.
Yeah. And then you got Granger and Benjamin Moore. And there are an additional 4,491 paint stores throughout the United States and the globe.
What do they look at when you're having this evaluated? Okay, could you give the audience the name of the company that helped you get this evaluated in terms of its value?
Okay, InventHelp. We went through InventHelp.
Yes.
InventHelp did a analysis of what all the different stores, all the different companies, all the different manufacturing companies that will produce the paintbrush caddy.
Yes.
On a global scale, our potential audience, and we had 157,976,000 hits on the paintbrush caddy.
Oh, so there's an interest that was
considered very high. Yes, that's the interest is very high.
Okay.
Very high. Even on a lower scale, our product is only $9.99.
Yes.
Even if we went to $7.99, the scale would be still astronomical because people will probably buy more.
Okay.
So
the total, when you look at the total market, And the evaluation that was brought into to what would be the total annual business revenue this product could generate.
If we went to the total, when all the stores purchase the product, which every painting this store needs it because every painter needs it.
Okay.
Not just contractors, but you do-it-yourselfers. Mm. You're looking at approximately sales per year, $159,177,663.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
That's without
the additional 4,491 small stores, paint stores.
So you're looking at that being primarily in America?
In America. Oh, no, all over, globally.
Globally, okay.
Yeah, globally.
Okay, globally, mm-hmm. Okay. Uh-huh. All right, so now you're looking at a global dynamic happening right here.
Yes.
Okay, so now you'll be able to put it out there in other markets around the world.
Yes.
Because of the nature of your patent?
Because the nature of the patent and the nature of the product.
Got you.
Because you got to think about something.
Hmm?
Everything that's here on God's green earth that stands on brick, mortar, wood, or metal.
Yes.
Has paint.
Yes.
It's got to be painted.
Yes.
Somewhere along the line. They're going to need it somewhere down the line.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, mm-hmm. Now this is the really interesting thing is that you've developed this. Now, you have plans for this now. Mm-hmm. Could you give them, the listening audience, your background, what your plans are, where you come, what originally got you started doing this? Mm-hmm. Was your stepfather, Deacon Artis Riley?
Yes, yes.
And go ahead.
Anything that he touched, he put into me.
Yes.
Into us, all the brothers.
Yes.
See, these hands are not my hands. These are his hands.
Oh, my goodness.
So I was telling my brother yesterday, I said, you got to think about something, man. Everything that we touched, you know, every nail, every screw, every hammer that we've done, it's because he did it.
Yes. Yes.
And I was telling him, my brother Greg, yesterday, I said, you know what? Years ago, I started writing the book, and the book was called My Father's Hands.
Mm. Okay.
And I gave him a picture of what the front cover looked like.
Mm.
The front cover had a picture of Jesus pouring water into my dad's hands, and my dad pouring water into our hands.
My goodness.
That was the picture.
Wow.
That I gave him. Yes.
Okay, now, that's touching. Now, the thing that I'm looking at right now, you have plans for what you're going to do with this. You're not going to just make a lot of money with this.
No, no. Okay? My goal mm-hmm. is once this gets off into the market.
Yes.
My goal is, because I'm a veteran.
Yes.
I'm a war veteran. I was in a Gulf War. I was in the Gulf War. And when I came back there, I suffered from a lot of different anxieties.
Yes.
I ended up with prostate cancer. Nobody else in my family had prostate cancer mm-hmm. and these things. And as a veteran, we suffer from PTSD.
Okay.
You know, the headaches and things of that nature. I've learned to deal with it.
Yes.
And so in my heart, because I chose to become a soldier,
mm-hmm.
and that was my at that time, that was my other passion and goal.
Mm-hmm.
And now my other passion and goal and my mission is to help other soldiers,
mm-hmm.
is to help the homeless, you know, to help them to make sure they have a place, something to eat.
Yes.
You know, my goal is to really help them have a place to sleep.
Yes.
You know, so that's what a portion of these funds is going to be used for,
mm-hmm.
to help them with their mental and, you know, into physical, and to find different not only the VA hospitals and doctors. We want to find sometimes we look toward the outside
mm-hmm.
Help, and we're going to look into that also. So our goal is to really help support the Veterans Administration, the homeless vets, to help fund them, help get them some help, help get them a place to sleep, place to eat on a daily basis.
Yes.
You know, Mr. Leroy, the other day I was on my way to a job site and I passed the Bank of America
mm-hmm.
and it was early in the morning and there was a guy sleeping outside on the ground, covered up in the blanket. If I had the funds to help take care of him, I would have done it. I would have probably called my job site and said, "Hey, listen, I got a situation I need to take care of before I come." And I would have helped him. I would have took him to get him something to eat. I wasn't able to do anything for him at that moment. But I know this right here.
Yes.
I know it's going to help me be able to help support some of these gentlemen.
Okay, now, but you're looking at now taking this internationally,
mm-hmm.
and what are your plans for it being a help, not just only for soldiers, when you're looking at helping humanity be able to deal with having relief from the things they suffer?
Yes, yes.
So
yes.
What are your plans for that?
I was watching also in some of the other rural countries that there was no water.
Yes.
People didn't have any water.
Yes.
If I can help build wells.
Yes.
If I can help just a little bit to help put money toward the schools and toward the homeless there.
Yes.
Help feed people.
Yes.
Yes. That's my second mission.
Okay.
In this life.
Okay.
Is to help.
So you're gonna be setting aside some pretty decent amounts of money to help.
Oh yes, definitely.
Humanity at large.
Oh yes,
around the world.
Around the world.
With mm-hmm. with this, what are your plans, and what are going to be your first plans in terms of getting the product out here in America, and then going to foreign countries?
Well, we're right now gearing toward the military to see if they could, for one, help us branch it out,
mm-hmm.
branch our product out. And once we decide to, but we're looking to get other molds built here in America.
Okay.
The mold that we have in China,
yes.
we're having problems because of the tariffs and things of that nature. But, mm-hmm. you know, don't stop. You got to keep going.
Yes.
You know, we have to go. You know, right now we're looking to put in some grants and things like that to help get some funds so that we're able to get our product out there on the market.
Okay. My question also want to go back to, what was your motivation to want to have a humanitarian state of mind of wanting to help people? What motivated you to do this for it to be an important part of your operation of your company?
It was bred in me through my dad.
Okay.
Yeah, he helped people all the time.
Yes.
You know, they say that he would stop, you know, and go to somebody's house, you know, growing up. And if they didn't have food or whatever, he would stop and go there and say, I'll be back. He'd tell him I'll be back.
Yeah.
And then he'd end up, he'll bags of groceries, take it to, and then somebody's car. He would take their car and say, okay, I something's wrong with your car, sister. Or something's wrong with your car, brother. You know, it didn't matter. It didn't matter what color. Didn't matter who. He would help him and say, okay, yeah, that's fine. I'll bring it back this afternoon and drop it off. But here's your car.
I heard about your dad. Mm-hmm. It was amazing. I wish that I had the opportunity to meet him in this life. yes, you have some very... Your dad was so much of an impact. The people that I talked with, our church that we grew up in Erie, Pennsylvania, I said, my goodness, if you're half the man your dad is, you'll be so dynamically developed to help humanity on a large scale, because your dad was something else. So this is, I'm glad to hear that it's carrying on in you, what he was and what he did. We're looking forward to the success that you're going to bring. And also to let people know, you never know what you can develop in your mind if you think. Because this right here, it doesn't seem like it's a major thing, because it doesn't have circuits or electronics or whatever. But innovation is major. If you do anything that can be different and that can serve humanity on a higher, better level, you don't know how important and how well paid you can be just by being able to do that.
You're so right. You're so right. I had this quote by Mandela. I can't. But it says, you won't know there's a struggle until after the struggle is over. Then you say, oh, it wasn't a struggle at all.
My goodness.
It was just putting your mind to it, and you guys just got to keep pushing.
Yes.
Yeah. And I was like, wow. Okay. Yeah, that's really deep.
Okay.
Really, really deep.
This is as I said, usually say time has got us again. But I'm very much interested in what you're going to be doing. We want to keep track of it. The things that are the good things that's going to come out of it, besides creating jobs and business opportunity. So we're going to stay in touch with you about this, so people can know what is going on, so they can find this product that can really help have a major impact on the painting industry here in the world. So, Brother Daniel, thank you for coming by again, so we can get an update.
It's been good. Okay. It's been good. Yeah, we'll stay in touch.
All right.
We'll
so proud of you, man.
Yeah, man. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yes. So, listening audience, be on the lookout for this. The product is the Paintbrush Caddy. And you can be seeing about, you can see what it looks like going on YouTube.
On YouTube, that's right.
YouTube, the Paintbrush Caddy, you can see him and the product, and you see how it works. And we're looking forward to great things happening with this.
It's called, when you go on YouTube, if you pull up Paintbrush Caddy, LLC, by D.L. George.
Okay.
That's it.
All right. Well, and so thank you again for coming by, and we're going to keep in touch with this so we can see how this is going to grow and develop. And to the listening audience, we thank you for being with us again another Monday. There's a lot we're looking forward to happening, even before this year is out, that we're looking for some major things that we can talk about and announce here on this program. And we appreciate you being with us again. And so you all have a blessed day and a blessed week. And we look forward to coming back with you again for another innovation.
Thank you.
Thank you.